Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
The forecast says it'll be cold today and hot tomorrow. As the seasons change, the weather can become so unpredictable. Rely on the certainty of a Mueller metal roof to provide superior protection for your home from Mother Nature year after year. Made from 26-gauge steel, our energy-efficient metal roofs are hail, fire, and wind-resistant. Inner strength and outward beauty. That's what you can expect from a Mueller metal roof on your home. With a wide variety of panel styles to choose from and a selection of more than 30 designer colors, your home will be sleek and stylish and possess the strength and durability you can depend on. Give yourself peace of mind knowing that which is most precious to you is sheltered from the storm. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com where you can browse our selection of panel styles and trim profiles. Then give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
Well, today was another eventful day for the cattle futures market. The feeder cattle finished down hard for the second day in a row. We've gone through the previous lows, or recent lows, I should say, on the feeder cattle. March looks like they're going to finish about 133.50 down 252, and that was almost $2 off the contract low, which happened just before the close. The April feeders were down about 315 at 134.45. That was $1.35 off their low. So at one point they were nearly $4.50 lower. And live cattle, sort of the same story here, down about $2 in the front month, February. We did have some 115 cash trade today, so down from 119 to 120 last week. So it's $5 lower. Extremely disappointing. And at this point, the market is really wagging the dog. Here's is the futures market sell-off is really impacting what's going on in the cash futures market. But February lives, again, 115.02 down $1.97. April's 113.02 down 222. So across the board, a sell-off. The hog market was weaker as well. It was 30 to 80 cents lower here on the hogs. It looks like most of this weakness is kind of a self-fulfilling spiral downward here as this coronavirus spooks the markets really across the board.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Express Ranches invite you to their 2020 Spring Bull Sale, March 6, 11:30 a.m. at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. To be offered, 509 Angus and 51 Hereford Bulls. These bulls have genomically enhanced EPDs, have been semen checked, and carry a first-season breeding guarantee. To view a sale book, go to expressranches.com or call 405-350-0044 for more information. Attend in person or bid online at superiorlivestock.com. Express Ranch's Spring Bull Sale, Friday, March 6th.
And today's grain market action actually held together pretty well, considering what we saw in other ag futures markets. Corn was unchanged to a half cent higher. Soybeans were about 5 to 6 cents higher, so really strong move there. And then the wheat market was also higher at 4 to 5 cents higher. Cotton, on the other hand, pretty disappointing here with December cotton 146 cents lower. At 66.75, we're back below some of the critical moving averages, such as the 20 and 50-day moving average for cotton. Didn't quite go through yesterday's low, but now that we're below the moving average and at the lowest level since December, we could see some additional hedge fund selling as people try to follow that trend down or create a new trend, maybe, is what we're seeing. And then the stock market today, another big eventful down day, with the Dow Jones currently down about 880 points. It's been down a little over 900 at one point. Now, this is the second day in a row we've been down near 1,000 points, and about 6.5% to 7% sell-off in 2 days. So pretty significant sell-off, and that's really what's causing problems around the rest of these markets.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.